It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello, good friends and neighbors. I hope you're doing well. You know, the school year has started, and the kiddos are out of the house now during the daytime anyway. I'm still relishing my weekends, though. As long as Mr. Seth gets his homework done, he and I are spending some time up in the Lincoln National Forest doing a little camping. We did it last weekend, and we plan on doing it this weekend, too. We're having a ball, setting up the tent, going for a hike by the stream, building a fire, and even making a few s'mores. I promise you, though, I eat only one. I'm on a diet, you know. Well, folks, it's time to get started with another type of fun right now, and you don't even have to build a fire. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you don't. Let's get started, shall we? Friends, you know it. This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
It seems like a lot of my crazy stories come from Florida. This one comes from St. Augustine, Florida. Deputies in the north part of the state arrested a woman after she reportedly bit a man's fishing line in two and swam off with his lure. A fisherman told the local deputies that a woman who appeared to be intoxicated swam up to him, cursed him out, bit his line in two, and swam away with the end that included the lure. Deputies did locate the woman, 22-year-old Alexandra Turner. They said she became belligerent and she refused to follow their orders. she was ultimately arrested on suspicion of disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without violence. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Baby, what you doing right here? I'm the same cat you hooked last year. You bait your hook with a kiss. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish. Go ahead, throw in your line. You won't have no luck this time. Please don't. On your way, I hope you catch your fish someday. Scratch me off your list. You're in the wrong lake to catch a fish.
Was Chuck Willis with Wrong Lake to Catch a Fish. Here's Shakin' Stevens and Bonnie Tyler with Rockin' Good Way.
Don't miss around.
It's a rocking good way.
That's a rocking good way.
That's a rocking
Abraham Lincoln once said, "You cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today."
No thunder, no lightning, no showers in your eyes. No dark nights, 'cause they're frightening. No me with a disguise. And when you feel good, well, I feel good too. I wouldn't put nothing over on you. This morning, without warning, she dropped in on me. We sat there, but that there girl means nothing to me. While she was scheming, well, I was dreaming of you. I wouldn't put nothing over on you. Misunderstanding that you saw. I happened to be kissing your best friend who lived next door. And in an unfortunate sequence of events, the next day the whole town was talking about me behind the fence. But don't believe a thing you hear until you talk to me. I would put nothing over on you.
Well, friends and neighbors, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd also like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. You can find out more about them by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Check out the blog and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Today's program is underwritten by my good friends at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, makers of products that have helped me turn my bathroom into my own personal spa. I'd like to remind you to spend some good quality time with the ones you love this week. Make it special, and especially with those kids. That's the way you and I together can bring back the nickel soda pop. Now, let's get back to all the fun we have here every week right here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Not so long ago, each man in the police, was respected and admired, yes he was.
Yes he was.
But today, if you go visiting your niece, chances are she'll say, "Hey ma, here come the fuzz."
Come the fuzz.
If you want to see just how we get the brush off,
get the brush off.
Watch the TV news and pictures in the Times.
In the Times.
There you'll only see policemen guarding Khrushchev.
Guarding Khrushchev.
While that lawyer Perry Mason solves the crimes.
Solves the crimes.
Oh, when attorneys show detectives how it's done.
How it's done.
A policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Happy one.
Then there's that day, thanks to extraordinary fitness,
merry fitness,
that you apprehend a robber you pursue.
You pursue.
But the case depends upon a single witness.
Single witness.
Who looks around the room, then points to you.
Points to you.
And let's not forget that poor patrolman squawking.
Patrolman squawking.
About pounding beats on up and downhill grades.
Downhill grades.
For remember, when he isn't busy walking.
Busy walking.
He's marching in St. Patrick's Day parade.
J-R-A's.
Oh, while the brass who sit reviewing have the fun.
Have the fun.
A policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one.
Well, it's time for this week's trivia question. His first language was Italian, and he didn't speak English until he started school at the age of 5. He attended Grant Elementary School, where he was bullied for his broken English. He later took up the drums as a hobby. He then dropped out of high school in the 10th grade solely because he thought he was smarter than his teachers. He bootlegged liquor, served as a blackjack dealer in a speakeasy, and later worked in a steel mill, and also boxed as a welterweight. At age 15, he was a boxer who billed himself as Kid Crochet. His prize fighting earned him a broken nose, a scarred lip, and many broken knuckles. He had quite a bruised body. Of his 12 bouts, he said, "I won all but 11. Who was this famous Italian entertainer? The answer's coming up right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Thank you. Cold and old. Think it over and let me know. Think it over, but don't be slow. Just remember all birds and bees go by to through life's mysteries. You think it over, yes, think it over. A lonely heart grows cold and old. Cold and old.
Here's this week's trivia question, followed by the answer. His first language was Italian, and he didn't speak English until he started school at the age of 5. He attended Grant Elementary School, where he was bullied for his broken English. He later took up the drums as a hobby. He then dropped out of high school in the 10th grade solely because he thought he was smarter than his teachers. He bootlegged liquor, served as a blackjack dealer in a speakeasy, and later worked in a steel mill, and also boxed as a welterweight. At age 15, he was a boxer who billed himself as Kid Crochet. His prize fighting earned him a broken nose, a scarred lip, and many broken knuckles. He had quite a bruised body. Of his 12 bouts, he said, "I won all but 11. Who was this famous Italian entertainer? If you guessed Dean Martin, well, you'd be right.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take sweet, sweet, one fresh and tender kiss.
Can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Add sweet, sweet, one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this.
The memories you gave me.
Don't forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold in lightly with a dream.
The memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids. for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor. With
sweet, sweet,
his blessings from above,
you can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Serve
sweet, sweet,
it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One man, one wife, one love, through life, man,
sweet, sweet,
memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave of
me. Memories are made of this.
If you're going to climb in the saddle, you better be ready for the ride. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
CC Rider, just to see what you have done. Lord, 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 CC Rider, see what you have done. Well, you made me love you, and now your girl has come. What I say, well, I'm gonna buy
CC Rider
me a shotgun,
CC Rider,
just as long as I am a tall. Yeah, 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 get me a shotgun, just as long as I am a tall. What I say, well, I'll shoot my baby, then I'll catch that cannonball. Oh, oh, yeah. Baby, I won't be your back at all. What I say, I said, see, CC Rider.
Well, friends, it's been a blast. I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful day with you right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. You have no idea how much I really enjoy putting it together for you. I'd also like to remind you that if you're making your vacation plans or getaway plans this year, whether it be across the state, across the country, or even across the globe, don't forget to check out all we have to offer here in southern New Mexico. There is a reason they call it the Land of Enchantment. And to discover that reason, well, you just have to come and visit us for yourself. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. You know, I keep all of these sites linked at my website, which is jasonkirkman.com, C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, I'd be mighty proud if you'd check out the blog and send me an email. I'm probably the greediest person in the world when it comes to getting emails. I'd also like to remind you that today's program is brought to you by the courtesy of my good friends at SudsySoapery.com and MySudsyCrate.com. Don't forget to spend quality time with the ones you love this week, especially with the children. That's the way we're going to bring back the nickel soda pop. Take them camping, take them to a ball game, or even just for a good walk and a long talk. They won't forget it, and you won't regret it, I promise. Also, when the opportunity arises, just lend a helping hand to someone in need. As my friend Rocky says, just do something nice for somebody. I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave you with a great song right now by Teresa Brewer, A Hard Day's Night. In the meantime, I'll see you next time on this fantastic station right here for the Jason Kirkman Show. My prayer is that God will bless each and every one of you. Have a fantastic week.